Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. So, first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment. And am I speaking with Chucky Carter?
Speaking, yes. Must be having another shake.
Okay, just a moment. And just to make sure, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances for voting in the election for President, U.S. Congress, County Supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
100% chance of voting.
And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I always vote.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Generally going in the right direction.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first person is Kim Sellers.
Somewhat favorable.
Next, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Somewhat very or very?
Very. Very.
See, Leticia Perez?
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom?
Oh, very unfavorable.
And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Just fair.
And overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I think someone new should be given a chance.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Kim Sellers, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote?
Leticia Perez.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
And please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. County taxes, climate change, homelessness, crime, jobs and the economy, housing costs, roads and traffic.
Crime.
Now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Sellers. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Sellers for County Supervisor. The first one is, Sellers will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
No, favorable.
Would you say it's very somewhat or a little convincing?
Somewhat.
Next, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Sellers will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, the street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, not at all convincing. Sellers wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, not at all convincing. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, not at all convincing. And Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, not at all convincing. And thank you for your time. We're almost done. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member and District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote?
Leticia Perez.
Okay, now I'm going to read you just a series of statements about Leticia Perez for each one. Please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for County Supervisor. The first one is, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all the other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. So you say it's a very serious doubt, minor doubt, or no real doubts?